This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Start your engines.
Race fans, you are tuning into the only motorsports show in San Diego. Your host, Dave Stahl, and the racing school teacher, Brittany Sandoval, are taking you to the green flag, covering everything from your top-notch national drivers and crew chiefs right down to your local kid racers and racetracks. Strap in, it's Checkers and Wreckers on Racer Radio.
Hi, folks. Welcome to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170, The Answer. This hour is brought to you by Southwest Point of Sale. If you're having trouble keeping cashiers in your little liquor store or grocery store, or even your large grocery stores, well, have I got an answer for you. Self-checkout. Walmart does it. Home Depot does it. And so does Costco. Call them 800-540-2149. They will definitely hook you up for the price of a cash register. That's right. Jeff and Mark have got more years of experience than you can shake a stick at. And the bonus to this program is the service backup. They will give you 7 day a week, 24-hour day service. If you're open, they're open. You have a problem, call them. Most of the time it can be fixed over the phone. If not, they'll dispatch a technician ASAP. Go to southwestpos.com, get more information. But my recommendation, if you want to save some money and cut down on your labor costs, 800-540-2149. And remember, if you're open, they're open. San Diego Gear and Axle. If it's under the cars, Steve can work on it. Two-wheel, four-wheel, all-wheel, quattro, you name it, he can do it. Trannies, transfer cases, anything that'll get your car from point A to point B, Steve's the man. Conversions, upgrades. He knows every, you know, nook and cranny of the drivetrain. And if he knows of a problem, he'll tell you before you get into trouble. 858-449-5656. Located at 1488 Pioneer Road in El Cajon. Go to stgearaxle.com. And if you own a BMW, Porsche, or Mini, and you're looking for a dealer alternative, Black Forest Motorsports. Over 40-plus years experience. 8066 Engineer Road. Go to blackforest.com. They definitely know how to do it. For your everyday service, the technicians have been there forever. And if you want to go a little quick, slap a number on the door, there's a good chance they can set that car up to where your talent will be the only reason you won't win. All right, we got Brittany on the line.
Yep, sir.
All right, by the way, folks, Brittany dumped me for Metallica.
Well,
isn't that just a kid's band?
What's that?
Is it a kids band? Just like a...
Oh, no.
They're the real thing.
They've been rocking for four decades.
Aren't they a little old?
Well, I believe they're in their 60s. Yes, I have to give a shout out to Karen and Hendo for setting us up for these Metallica tickets.
Well, you have fine. By the way, it looks like we have got Kelly Anderson and Bailey Romano on the line as well. Ladies, are you here?
Kelly.
Now,
I think,
don't we have Bailey too?
We're going to have him the final segment. So, Kelly, if you wouldn't mind telling us about the Street Racing Kills intervention program and how you met Bailey, the man who will call in the final segment, please share with our listeners, please.
Absolutely. Hi, guys. Thank you so much for having me back on the show. This is awesome. I've been looking very forward to it.
Yeah, well, so, we'd rather have you in studio, but that's okay. We've seen the gas prices.
Next time, September. Okay, so Street Racing Kills has an intervention program, and that's where I met Bailey. It's a behavior-based safety program where we mentor and work closely with individuals who have gotten charged with a felony or a misdemeanor due to reckless driving. So the goal of the program is to, mentor the people, increase awareness about the dangers and of reckless driving, and prevent future crashes and fatalities on our streets due to the behavior. So, I mean, it's an awesome program. I get to be a guest speaker on that, and it's a Zoom call. And if you've been arrested, you will have to take the class.
Wow.
So Bailey was one of the students, and when on the night I was on there, they introduced me, and he was like, "Hey, I saw you get your licensing pass at Irwindale." And they gave him, they gave Bailey a entry fee to race his car there, and he went last Thursday and crushed it. He had a blast. He brought us back to when we first started racing. It was like when we started going out there, it felt like that again. It was so much fun to watch it. He loved it so much. I mean, you could see it. Like, he just pass after pass after pass, and the joy. It was awesome. So I'm excited he'll be on at the last segment today. We can talk to him and hear his side of it.
Well, of course. And you can call back in if you want, Kelly. But you know what I noticed? Because when I did the National High School Car Club Association, which is kind of like what you're doing, but without court, you know, intervention.
Right.
When you take a kid off the street, boy or girl, and put him on a legal, organized drag strip, it changes their lives. Because when you're on the street, one, you're illegal.
Yep.
Two, there's no safety.
Yep.
Three, there's no control over either car. Mm-hmm. And accidents happen because you got people coming in from side streets.
Yeah.
I mean, it's ridiculous. And when we talk to Bailey, I'll bet you $100, he'll tell you, where has this program been? Because sounds to me like he's a dye-in-the-wool drag racer now.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. He flourished. It was a beautiful thing to witness. And I have to give him a shout-out on his reaction time. He had a .040.
What?
It was awesome. Wow. I was, like, telling him tips on how to do it. And he was listening and taking it in. And then the fans. You've got fans there, and they're cheering you on.
Yeah.
Like, it's awesome, man. It was fabulous.
And a lot of people don't realize Irwindale has a drag strip.
Yeah. Shocking to me that they don't realize it. Yeah.
It's because they don't advertise it. They don't talk about it. They don't promote it. You know, and how many cars did you have there Friday night?
It's Thursday night.
Oh.
And you know what? I am not sure. I mean, it hasn't been too packed because of the heat, which stinks.
Yeah, that's true.
I really don't know how many cars were there. The lines weren't too bad. They had quite a few spectators, and it was a blast being in the staging lanes, hanging out. That's how it used to be back when I started racing. So it was like fun. I was like, this is awesome.
Well, we got to get Irwindale to come to KUSI to let the San Diego racers know. Because, yeah, we've got Barona Speedway, but it's nice when you can go to more than one drag strip.
Yes.
You know, the competition's just as stiff. Like Barona. Yeah. You know, we go to Barona. We go to Cocopah. You know, we go to Ventura. You know, and those guys, circle track guys, they have the joy of going to different tracks. But we don't have that with drag racing, mainly because a lot of people don't know.
Yeah. That's a shame. It's a shame. Well, I can tell you one thing. I promote it everywhere I go. Everybody knows I'm a drag racer and that I race at Irwindale. But I think, hey, we'll be coming out to promote Irwindale on September 17th. Sunday, September 17th. That's our plan.
Excellent.
Yes. So I'm looking very forward to that.
Yeah.
And, So and I did... I made my list of my sponsors because last time I was there, I didn't have my list.
Do you want to practice and rattle them off?
Yes, I would love to. Let me give them a shout out, if you don't mind.
Go for it.
Okay, I have my marketing mentor, Tony Thacker, who took me under his wing. He helped guide my path and kind of show me the structure. My husband, Paul, putting him second, I mean, under Tony. He's the, you know, my right-hand man who gets me on the track and makes sure everything goes well. And then my business partner, Maria Link. She's amazing. She keeps my head sane. Martin Charles Racing, Reggie Humans, my tuner, MVP Auto, SoCal Nitrous and Race Fuel with Jim Tanner, Aeromotive Fuel Systems, and Enzo is my man there. Willwood Disc Brakes, Total Cost Involved, Texas Speed and Performance, CP Carrillo Arias Pistons, Quality Powder Coating San Diego, that's down by you guys.
Yep.
Gearhead Solutions, Grand Tire Covina, G-Force Racing Gear, and I'm a brand ambassador for Redline A's Girl Power, the Girl Power brand.
Fantastic.
And a shout out to Harut Kenderian for getting my car dialed in to make her look so beautiful.
And she's ready. Isn't she ready to run?
Almost. My tuner's at the shop right now tuning her. I'm so excited.
You're making him tune in the heat? Girl, you are
tough. Well, we have air conditioning in our shop.
Oh, well then, never mind.
We're spoiled. I know.
All right, Kelly, so do you want to call in at 3:45?
I would love to.
You're more than welcome.
Yes, thank you. I always enjoy speaking with you guys.
We have fun, don't we? Brittany, where are you on the freeway?
Irwindale. Inglewood. Sorry, we're almost to SoFi Stadium.
All right, so you're going to be able to come back. You're going to hang out for Barona?
No, I'm probably going to have to get off now. We're almost there.
All right, well then call back at 3:45.
Mark Rose is calling in because the Memorial race was postponed to this coming weekend.
That's right. Are you racing?
37 still ready to go.
Yeehaw. All right. Well, have fun at Metallica. And when you get into the back room, get some blue M&Ms.
Will do. I'll bring them home for you.
You're the best. All right. We're going to take a quick break. This is Racer Radio FM 96.1 AM 1170. The Answer. All right, folks, welcome back to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer. Segment's brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where nobody, absolutely nobody, takes better care of you than El Cajon Ford. Whether you're buying new or used, Paul Dyke and his team will take care of you just like family. Go to ElCajonMotors.com. Service department will work on every single vehicle in your driveway. That's right. With qualified technicians that do the job right the first time. Used car department's been put back in the dealership, so if you're looking for new or used, it's a one-stop shop. About 70% of the trade-ins usually go to the auction because they don't meet El Cajon Ford's stringent inspection of quality used cars that they do put on their lot. So check them out at ElCajonMotors.com. And they also, when you go out to the track at Barona, look up PJ and Paul. You might see him in the winner's circle. Got Mark Rose on the line. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. How about yourself, Dave?
You getting ready for next weekend?
I think we're ready. A little bit of rain from the rain out 2 weeks ago, or a week ago.
Yeah, it didn't hurt anything.
We did have a little bit of standing water on the track, but got the track ripped up and a little bit of water pumped, and I think it's going to be epic next weekend, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Now, what we're doing is we were going to do the Josh and Bob Thompson Memorial, but unfortunately the weather deterred that from happening. But we're doing it again this coming weekend, and I got a feeling the prize money has probably increased a little bit.
We've had a lot of offers, and we're trying to spread that out a little bit, but for the time being, the IMCA modifieds are going to pay $2,000 to win.
Wow.
As well as the Barona Dwarf cars started out at $1,000 to win, and now they are going to be $2,000 to win, thanks to people like Dave Stahl, Racer Radio, and Robert Peters from RPM Heating and Air, John Harris, Raz Barlow from Ron's Tire and Brake up at Ramona. All these people have pitched in money. So the Dwarf cars are going to pay $2,000 to win, which is unheard of.
Yeah.
I mean, those guys travel a long way just for $1,000 to win. So, I know we're going to have like Hunter Brigette is coming with his brother, out of Phoenix. There's just people coming from all over, parts unknown. So it should be a great Memorial weekend. We're going to have the IMCA modifieds, IMCA, sport modifieds. We are going to have the Barona Pure Stocks, the Barona Dwarf Cars, Pony Stocks, IMCA Sport Complex, and the Pure Stocks. So it's going to be a full night of racing.
Right.
Let me tell you, it's going to be a good night.
And I think Mini Dwarfs and the Junior Sprints as well?
Yeah, both classes of Mini Dwarfs will be out there, and the Mini Sprints will be out there. And for any of those people that are coming out with their own little kids, growing up, Raj and myself and Nick Novak have talked about, I went out and found 100 brand new packaged Hot Wheels. So at the intermission for the kids, they do a meet and greet with the Growing Up Garage, and they'll be over behind the grandstands by the snack bar.
Yeah.
And the first 100 children that come up are going to get a free Hot Wheel.
How cool is that? So for people that may not know who Josh and Bob Thompson were, do you want to kind of fill us in?
Josh and Bob Thompson were mainstays at Verona. Josh helped start the kids division years ago. Bob has done everything from flagging to racing to being the head tech guy for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
Josh did the kids classes and also raced dwarf cars and modifieds. That's why that's going to be the big hit for the memorial race.
Gotcha.
Bob was not a young man when he passed, and unfortunately he passed, and Josh left us just early. Let's put it that way.
Right.
And that was a bad situation, but the family was out from last weekend, and we had family from Texas. We had family from Bakersfield and Phoenix. We were really bummed that we had to postpone it to Hurricane Hillary.
Right.
But I'm hoping a couple of them can make it back out. I don't know who all is going to make it out, but we've been in contact with them. And like I told you last week, we had a great time at K1 Speed, all the race. We had 100 people down there last weekend.
Wow.
Instead of racing at Verona. So it was off the charts. Everybody still wanted to come have fun and pay tribute to Josh and Bob.
Yeah, and you took them off the dirt.
Yeah. So really looking forward to some dwarf car guys. I've heard rumor that besides our track champion Michael Tobiasen, Robert Peters, Darren Brown, I've heard that Darren Brent might out of retirement and race with us. I've heard that David Taft, aka Catfish, is coming out to race with us. There's going to be some heavy hitters out there. I guarantee it in those dwarf cars.
If you want some serious competition, folks, mark your calendar. This coming Saturday, gates open, 3 o'clock?
Actually, the gates open at noon for general admission. If you want to bring your RV, you can park up on the hill and get a spot there early.
Perfect.
The kids' races start at 5, and then the main races, opening ceremonies, is at 6.
Perfect. So, since Brittany's not sitting here, she's going to say, are you doing practice on Friday?
100%. We are going to practice. With some out-of-town guys coming, some have never been to our racetrack, so we want them to be able to get some seat time. And, there's some people out there that are just trying each week to get faster and faster, and that's the only way you're going to do it with seat time.
Well, we're getting a lot of new drivers, especially, with the Sport Compact, the IMC Sport Compact. I mean, I'm seeing more and more cars coming out of the woodwork, and which I think not only is it a great division to watch, but if you get the bug, it's a great division to get into.
It is, and that's why IMCA started it. It's a fairly economic entry level racing. It's 4 cylinders. It's a front wheel drive.
Yeah.
But I mean, they have to have all the safety equipment that anybody else does.
Right.
And I'm telling you, they put on a battle. They absolutely put on a battle.
Right. And we've been seeing cars $1,500, $2,000, which is not expensive. And if you treat it right, and you don't beat on it, you can almost outside of tires, you can almost go a whole season.
Yeah, it's minimal. I mean, again, that's why it's an entry-level division and fairly inexpensive to own and operate weekly. It's not bad at all.
No. And it's just the weather looks to me like it's supposed to be great. Dirt Dude's going to be calling all the action, I assume.
Yes, sir. The weather looks like it's going to be pretty much like it is today.
Perfect.
And as you know, if you're up at Verona, there's usually a slight breeze most of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And then once the sun goes down behind the mountain, man, it's just beautiful outside.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's going to be epic weather, epic racing.
So this is totally off topic, but I just have to bring it up. I almost texted you yesterday. You got to start watching the Food Channel for Barbecue USA, and it's a competition like you and I attended at Ernie and his lovely wives. Mm-hmm. You could, we, because you and I are both rookies at this barbecuing thing and eating, you pick up some really good tips. We got
Let's make something clear. I'm not a rookie eating.
No, I know you're not a rookie eating, but you're a rookie judging. And one of the things that we did up at Ernie's and Sherry's was I didn't realize when you bite into the chicken thigh, the skin is not supposed to slide off the meat. It's supposed to break, which I didn't know. So I'm just saying you might want to watch it. We'll pick up some pretty cool tips because it looks like we'll be back next year. But I
sure hope so. I sure hope so. And I also rely on Nick Novak because he barbecues a lot and he smokes a lot.
Yeah.
Now he's got me turned on to these crazy smoked hard boiled eggs.
Are those good?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, Dave.
Really?
You literally put the egg on the smoker at 225 degrees for 40 minutes. After 40 minutes, you blanch it and they're unbelievable. I can't explain how the smoke gets through the shell. It turns the outer part of the shell a little bit brown, but it's the most incredible hard boiled egg you'll ever have.
And then you got to slap some of his sauce on it.
Always, which he did finally make a little bit more, so I can't wait to get some PFH and all his he does a great seasoning too, rub for meat. Nick's off the charts. He's so busy.
He brings it in and gives it to Brittany, and I never got any. I go, hello, I'm driving this boat. Come on. Granted, she's cuter than I am, but what are you going to do? All right. So, hey, pricing. How much is it going to cost for a Gamut race? Or watch, not race, watch, because everybody knows how much it costs to race.
General admission, $20. Don't quote me. I think kids 12 and under are either discounted or free, and we do also give a military discount.
Excellent. I mean, it's amazing. And you got a family pack, which is cool, too.
We have two adults, two kids, general admission, $50.
Man, you can't beat that with a sick.
Not to mention, you can bring your own drinks. You can bring your own food. You can order a pizza and have it delivered. It's nice. I mean, I've wandered up there and seen people up there breaking open a bottle of fine wine while watching the dirt races at Barona. So it doesn't get any better than that, right?
That's right. Just keep that pinky up in the air and you're golden. All right. For more information, BaronaSpeedway.com, BaronaSpeedway.com. And Mark, can't thank you enough. You've actually turned that track around with the help of the Salazars because, folks, you've got to go. If you've never been, you've got to go, but be prepared. You'll go back again. Thanks, buddy.
That's right.
Talk to you down the road. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, guess what? We got another track we're going to help out. We've got Ron Myers from Mojave Valley Raceway. And that's another one. If you haven't been, it's not that far away. Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170. The Answer. All right, folks, welcome back to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170, The Answer. Now, this segment's brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway. If you've never been, oh my goodness, that track is just a ton of fun. Go to ParisAutoSpeedway.com, check out the schedule. Night instruction is always worth its weight in gold. But just go to ParisAutoSpeedway.com, ParisAutoSpeedway.com. You'll get directions, there's great food, the restrooms are amazing. One of the best announcers you'll hear ever. That's Paris Auto Speedway, right there at 18700 Lake Paris Road in Paris, California. And we've got Ron Myers on the line from Mojave Valley Raceway. How you doing, Ron?
I'm doing very well. It's hot out here in Arizona.
Yeah, but you guys are just about ready to get back to racing again, right?
Yes, sir. Yep, next weekend is a two-day event, yes.
Oh, wow, 2 days. What do you got on the calendar?
Well, we have the IMCA Modifieds. We have the IMCA Stock Cars, the IMCA Northern Sport Mods. We have the Dwarf Cars. And then also we have Tyson Talkington that helps us out with the kids. They run the little mini Dwarf Cars, mm-hmm. and we have Tyson.
Yeah. How many kids you got in your group?
Well, you know, Tyson's really grown that quite a bit, actually. We're up to, when we first started, which was only last year, or the first part of this year, actually, we had like 6 kids, and we're up to like 15 kids now. So
wow.
It's definitely growing. It's good. We have a lot more people involved now, and it's growing pretty good.
Well, and a lot of people, you know, that run a racetrack, they never think about the little kids. But once they decide to do this, all of a sudden, they just start coming out of the woodwork. It's like one little kid talks to another little kid. Mom and dad start talking. Next thing you know, minimal amount of money. You throw them in a car and make sure it's specced out. Kids have the time of their lives. They learn sportsmanship. They learn how to drive. They learn how to get along with each other. And, you know, it's just a win-win all the way around.
Absolutely. Yep, I agree with you 100%. And it's something I originally didn't really want to do. Tyson kind of talked me into that because he's got a little brother that races out there. And, you know, when my kids were younger, we ran a little quarter midget stuff, and I seen how the parents really acted, and some of them didn't act very well. And that kind of really bothered me, so I didn't really want to do that. But my thing with Tyson was as long as you keep the parents back off of the racetrack and you run kids and treat them, you know, so they're having fun, and that's really the most important thing is having fun and keep them off the streets and give them really something to do, really.
So well,
it's a win-win, like you said, really. It's just, he's having a blast with it.
Well, what we'll have to do is, you know, when you get close to the end of your, I guess, because your season's going to start next week, maybe when we get close to the end, if you got a couple of kids that are doing really well, we'll get them to call in and talk about their season. Because what I've noticed, because we do that a lot with Barona kids, these kids all now have straight A students. They've got good attendance, good attitudes. And the funny thing, I don't know if you've noticed it at Mojave, but when the racing's over, the kids are hugging and high-fiving and, you know, hey, great race, or hey, that was a good maneuver. The parents might not be as happy, but the kids don't even care. They're playing football, kickball. They're out just having a good time. So, yeah, you're right. Corralling the families is the challenge, but, you know, that's sports.
Yeah, no, and like I said, it keeps him off the streets, gives them something to do, and like I said, you know, and then their restriction would be basically you ain't going racing this weekend.
Yep. So, and that's a killer, man, especially once you get the bug. So for people that have not been to Mojave, first off, where are you?
Well, we're right off the 40 freeway, just right. We're like probably about three miles north of the 40 freeway, just outside of Needles. We're like 20 minutes from Laughlin area, which is, you know, if you like your gambling, you get your gambling on.
Yeah.
Where the river is literally 2.5, maybe 2 miles from us. They got a launch ramp there. So if you want to go to the water, there's so much to do out here, and it's you know, I really wish that more, you know, like Paris, because I live in California. I live in Norco, and so I drive out here when we go to race, whatever, but I live in Norco, California.
Mm-hmm.
And so I go to Paris quite often. I talk to the drivers there, but a lot of the drivers aren't like the old school is like I was when I raced.
Yeah.
You know, I would travel 4 hours to go to a race on a weekend. I used to race at Ascot back in the 80s, and I used to go up Northern California. I went as far as Antioch on a Saturday, which is a lot. So, and I'd drive back to Ascot raced on Sunday.
Sure.
But they don't want to travel anymore. I've talked to a lot of people, and they just don't want to. We're literally like 3.5 hours from Paris, which to me is nothing anymore.
No.
Today's world.
Yeah. No, I'm right there with you. But, you know, gas prices, yeah, I kind of get it. But, yeah. But, you know, once you start putting on a good show for the drivers,
yeah,
they'll come. So let me ask you this: how big a track is it?
It's a 1/3 mile dirt and it's banked, and it's a fast little racetrack. Like I said, I've raced a lot of racetracks over my year, and the sprint car guys love it. We got them coming back actually in October, and they all love the racetrack. I mean, everyone that's come out here and ran this racetrack really liked the racetrack, and we're old racers. Me and my brother run it, and my wife, and we. We really, to me,
we kind of cater to the racers that come out here. And
sure.
Like I said, I know what it costs to race. I've been there. I've been on that side of it before. And I try to pay as much money as we can. And trust me, there's not a whole lot of money owning a racetrack. I will for the enjoyment.
Well, it's no different than racing. You want to make any money? Yeah. Make a million in racing. You start with two.
Well, we probably break even here on doing it. Whether racing, trust me, you lose money.
That's, yeah.
And I understand that because I've been on side of that, that side of it. When you're racing, there's no way you're, like you said, you start with 2 million, you end up with a million. That's how racing. Well, we're starting out with $550,000, and we're probably still at $550,000.
Well, so. But how long you been running the track? How long you been on the track?
This is our second half year. We're 2.5 years in.
Okay.
So we're just coming up for our second half of the season right now because naturally it's too hot here in Arizona.
Yeah.
To race through the summer.
Yeah. But you're getting better every year. Your car count's climbing. Your attendance is maybe not as fast as you would like to see it, but eventually, I mean, I've not heard not one negative word about your track. Not one.
Yeah. Oh, we've had some great feedback, and I really, like I said, I appreciate that. I wish more people would come, and wish we had more racers. Like you said, it's coming. I know where, I understand where we are. We're like, to pull cars, we got to pull cars either from the Phoenix area or California area. And like I said, either way, you go from Phoenix with 3.5 hours, from Paris with 3.5 hours, Bakersfield, we're like 3.5 hours, maybe 4 hours from there. So I totally understand that. Our car counts has increased, and our local, we've got like a little mini stock division that we run like not every week, and we only do bi-weekly racing here anyways. But all of our car counts have really increased, and so I've been have increased my purse that I pay, and so we're not greedy here. I know I'm not getting rich from my racetrack, and I try to cater back to as many racers as we can, really.
Well, you almost got to find somebody that'll, go out into the community and, hey, could you donate $20? Could you donate $50? And I know that's almost like another full-time job, but that seems to be the key, because as well as I do, you included.
Yeah.
When you raced, if that purse was big, you were there.
Oh, 100%,
But you can't do it all by yourself. You got to get the community involved. And I always found you start with little chunks of money. Hell, you can't even buy breakfast for $20. Are you kidding me? So kick a breakfast, throw a 20 at me. We'll put your name on it and tell everybody about it. And because like right now, Barona, they're paying $2,000 to the dwarf cars. And another $2,000, I can't remember the other division. And that'll bring people out of the woods, let me tell you.
Yeah, sometimes money doesn't bring them, though. You think that it would, but,
really?
I'm finding, I think if you, a lot of times, which I'm starting to try to do is try to bring more money towards the tail end, because the ones that win are usually going to win. You might have maybe six or seven guys that's going to win, have a chance of winning.
Right.
And the best to actually help support your show.
Right.
I'm trying to put more money on the back end, to help them, with their gas money. And so I'm trying to put more money on the back side rather than on the win side. So,
gotcha.
I'm going to try that and see what happens.
Well, I think the plus is you are a racer. And you understand if the first three guys are going to make all the money and you're not going to make anything, because let's face it, either your equipment is not at the standards that the fast guys are, or maybe your talent is not there because you haven't been racing. I think you're smart. I think starting at the helping the little guy first, because eventually once the more seat time, they're going to get good too. Now, I think that's a smart, but again, 2.5 years. You got to cut yourself a little bit of slack because, like I said, you're going in the right direction.
And like I've talked to you a few times on the radio, like I said, that track was so run down when we took it over.
Right.
We've done so much improvement. It's like, like our inside lights, we're actually in the process of doing that now and wiring all the inside lights because we've had some lighting issues in the past. And
that's from the generator. You know, you can't control when an alternator breaks or burns up or breaks. Or so we're in the process of doing that. I'm hoping to have that done before next week. We're in the process of putting wiring in so we can hardwire all the wires going in for our track lights now.
Perfect.
We put a scoreboard up in there. We put the catch fence up in there. I mean, we've done a lot of improvements. Put all new urinals in the bathroom. You know, had an old trough before, had a little smell in it, so that's a little fresher in there now.
Wow.
We're always making improvements to try and make it better for the fans and the racers. Really, that's our plan.
Well, Ron, at least you got a vision. You have nothing else to do, so you might as well make that a diamond out in the desert. And we'll do everything we can at our end to get as many cars and drivers out there, because, like you said, once they do it, they're hooked.
Yeah.
What's your website? What's your website, Ron? Uh-oh. We must have lost him. All right, we got to go. This is Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170, The Answer. Hi, folks. Welcome back to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170, The Answer. Segment's brought to you by Certified Car Clinic, 11370 North Woodside Avenue in Santee. They'll work on every car you own, plus drag cars, circle cars, sand cars, in-house dyno, whatever Greg needs to do to make your car do what you want it to do, he can make it happen and show you a dyno sheet to prove that what he said he would do, he would do. CertifiedCarCare.net, CertifiedCarCare.net. All right, we got Kelly Anderson and Bailey Romano on the line. Kelly, I'm going to go ahead and let you introduce Bailey, and then we'll let him chat and talk about his travels down the track.
Fabulous. Well, I am so excited to introduce Bailey Romano to our radio show today. Bailey.
Hey, how's it going?
How you doing, buddy?
Good. And yourself?
Excellent. Hey, what do you drive?
I drive an Infiniti Q50.
Really? Now, no one would probably think. How many people would think an Infiniti Q50 would make a good drag car?
I don't think many would think so. Infiniti is kind of slept on. They have the little 3-liter twin turbo, so up the boost a little bit, get some fast times out of it.
Yeah, but it works, right?
Yeah, it works. It does well. It goes straight. Everything, you know, works good.
So what's with this .40 light, dude?
Oh, man, that's not even me. That's Kelly. Honestly, she's giving me too much credit. She said if you're not red lighting, you're not trying.
That is so much fun. So now you did street race. I mean, let's face it. If anybody in the audience tells you they never street raced, they're lying through their teeth. So you went
that
from
correct,
right? So you went from street racing to organized NHRA sanctioned drag racing. Tell the listeners, what was the difference between street racing and NHRA drag racing?
Well, it's a night and day difference. You know, if you're not doing anything wrong, you can't get caught doing anything wrong. So bring it to the track and have a fun time there. It's so much better on track. You know, it's a very safe environment. People can't get hurt. Well, you could get hurt, but you know, there's a much smaller probability of someone getting hurt or killed. Street, you know, pedestrian walks out.
Yeah.
You can hit them. Car crosses an intersection. You know, you could T-bone somebody and ruin someone's life or ruin someone's family's life. So,
See, and I'm going to blame government. I think every city should have a street legal drag strip. Because boys and girls that grow up and get into cars, they like to go fast. And if you're going to let them go fast, let's organize it. Let's make sure their cars are safe. Let's make sure they're wearing the proper equipment. And you run into people like Kelly that will mentor you so that you can get the best bang for your buck out of it.
Right.
I love it.
Right. I do think so. You know, Kelly's a great mentor so far, and the only thing that I could say about her is that she brought the energy for me. So when she races again, we'll be we'll be matching that energy for sure.
Hey, if you're really nice to her, she might let you drive the Camaro.
Oh boy, that's a high hope, but we'll go with that.
Yeah, can you? I mean, because she won't tell me what's under the hood. All she does is grin. So whoever the competition is that's going to go up against Kelly, I think they're going to be in serious trouble.
I think so too. Girl power for the win. I have this sticker on my car and everything. My heart girls.
That's it. Hey, for people that don't know that Irwindale even had a drag strip, is it 8th mile or quarter mile?
It's an 8th mile.
Okay.
Yeah, it's an 8th mile.
Yeah. Which to me, I mean, all these diehard old guys say, oh, I got to have a quarter mile. No, you don't.
Make your car faster, bud.
Yeah, there you go. You got a problem. Work on it. You know, I mean, let's face it. If you can't get it in an 8th mile, then what's the point? I don't have any issue because, let's face it, land in California is premium. So if we're only going to use an 1/8 mile and a runoff, that's just one step closer to keeping that track. And I think people need to support Irwindale like nobody's business. Because look at all the racers in that area that they help. I mean, it's almost a godsend.
Yeah.
Seriously, I feel like they don't have enough advertising though. Because
I know.
I see people flying by on the freeway with their nice loud cars. Yeah. You know, hauling butt, you know, right past the exit for Irwindale. So yeah. I feel like they need a shinier sign.
I know. And how much did it cost for you to run?
Oh, honestly, it was for the Street Racing Kills program. They went ahead and paid for it. But if the average person who's going to go, it's going to be $40 to race, $20 to spectate. Not really a big deal. You know, a lot of people are spending thousands and thousands of dollars on their car. You can front up $40 and $20 on gas to get over there, you know?
Hey, they're spending more once they get caught illegally drag racing. It's not worth it. $40, come on, $40. That's taking your girlfriend out and sharing a dinner. So, no.
Seriously.
I totally agree. I think it's – so I got a sneaky feeling you got the bug.
That is correct. You would assume right, sir.
But you know what? And you're going to be such a great ambassador because you got a lot of friends, I'm sure, that haven't been to a drag strip. But once they get that taste in their mouth, and the fact of the matter is, like you said, you don't have to look over your shoulder. You don't have to worry about being stopped and getting ticket and getting points and getting your insurance jacked up into the sky. And you are a perfect mentor in an Infiniti Q50. Come on. Anybody can go out and drag race. And I'm not bagging on it because I don't know if you're aware, Infiniti Motors started out in open wheel racing. So their motors are seriously strong and they can get you down the track.
Oh yeah, for sure. I'm just driving a souped up Nissan Altima. That's how I look at it.
So what's your next dream car?
Honestly, my next dream car would probably be an Audi RS5. Let's see, probably one of the newer Shelby Mustangs.
But you know what? Just the fact that you're keeping in the import is good because there's a big market out there for imports. Oh, yeah. And nobody's really picked it up, you know, yet. So maybe you can get Irwindale going. I know Kelly's going to try to get Irwindale to come. If they don't come to San Diego, somebody's got to come. Put them on television. Promote the you-know-what out of it. Let them know. Because, again, you hit it right on the head. It's probably owned by a bunch of racers, and racers never think to advertise. They just go racing.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it could be fun for anyone.
Yeah.
So if they get their advertising a little stronger, you know, I think they would see a really positive increase. I mean, I didn't realize how close it actually was to my house. I live in Redondo Beach.
Wow.
You know, it's a 30-35-minute drive with no traffic.
Wow.
I think traffic really kills it for a lot of people. But
yeah.
Regardless, you get to stay there the whole time. You know, what's the fun? You go street race. You have to be there for 10 minutes in and out. Or you can go and race for hours, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you hit it right on the head. So, Kelly, you going to let him drive?
I don't know about that.
Don't you hate that? All right. Tell you what, Bailey, get a couple trophies, cut some serious lights. She might consider it. You just never know.
We'll see.
Do you have a good smile? Because she's a sucker for a smile. So you,
oh my goodness!
So you'll have to.
We were making jokes back and forth that we're the most photogenic people there.
you're a shoe-in. I got a feeling you're a shoe-in. So
awesome. So
I know you don't have any advertisers, right? Nobody sponsors you yet.
No, nobody sponsors me. No.
Well, you got to get out there, get some sponsors. Go to an Infiniti dealer. Go to an Infiniti dealer and say, hey, I'll slap some stickers on the windows, and I'll take this hot rod down there, and give me $50 when I go down and race. And I can just tell it in your voice, you're hooked, and you're going to have to start working on sponsorship, like Kelly. I mean, Kelly, that's class, number two, advertising. So you could, Bailey, you can own a Camaro like her.
Yeah, exactly.
Or maybe she'll sell me that one. You're putting in a good word for me. So
there you go.
I got big props to you, Bailey. I'm so proud of you. You did amazing, and it was so much fun to hang with you. That was awesome.
Yeah, she hasn't stopped talking about you. Just seriously, dude. And take that, and run with it, and help other kids. If you see anybody else out there, buddy, say, look, come on. In fact, hey, let's come out. I'll grudge race you. Let's see who's the baddest of the baddest legally. I think you'll be ahead of the game.
Right. I think the biggest thing too is just the audience you get there as well.
Yeah.
It's awesome. You're actually racing for something.
Yeah.
You get that instant gratification. If you break, people are still happy for you. They're having a good time. It's all about everyone having fun. So.
That's right. And have you noticed since you've been to the track, your driving skills are different on the freeway?
Oh, yeah, I'm a lot slower on the freeway. The bug gets out of me. I just leave it at the track. I have nothing to prove.
Yeah, isn't that something? And most people don't think about it until somebody brings it up. I mean, I'm the same way. When I'm on the street, and I'm driving a press car, people will say, oh, how fast were you driving in that? Speed limit.
Right. Yeah,
all right. Hey, you guys, it was awesome. We'll send the show to you. You can hang on to it. That way, when you become a Top Fuel funny car driver, you'll have this to fall back on.
Yeah.
All right, Kelly. And Bailey, thank you very much. All right, we're going to have to take it over. Hey, Gun Owners Radio is right around the corner. Right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170. The Answer.